What's going on, guys? We are back once again, and we're going to be talking more about Seven Deadly Sins, Four Nights of the Apocalypse. So, as of right now, I'm caught up. This is an interesting series, man. For those of you that have not watched the Seven Deadly Sins as of right now, you really need to watch Seven Deadly Sins. I would definitely say watch Seven Deadly Sins, watch the movies that's on Netflix, then watch this. I have to take my time when I watch this because I don't remember a lot of the original show. It takes me a minute. I remember most of the characters, but some of the characters that they have brought back, I don't fully remember. I'm happy that they have brought back other familiar faces, as well as especially with them bringing Arthur and then him being the bad guy, and then having, of course, Merlin be there with him, and then bringing back, you know, the demons, and then also having these other four that's going to be, you know, the main ones, because we got, of course, Bond's son, we got Meliodas' son's going to be the two main heroes, we got, you know, other two characters, Percival, we don't know the exact measure of his lineage other than his grandfather was a holy knight, from what I remember. Same thing with the other character that we meet that is very close to Escanor. You know, I think that was his niece or daughter or something like that. And she comes across very manly. It's actually more funny than anything else. I enjoy some of these characters. Especially meeting Donnie and then some of the other characters that we get to meet throughout the series. Again, this series does, I would say, pay very homage to the original Seven Deadly Sins. It's not, I would say, is it better than, for you know, the Seven Deadly Sins? No, not by a long shot. I really do enjoy this series, I think, just as much as I did the original one, because Percival is almost like another version of Meliodas in a way. He's very ignorant. He's very, he's a stupid kid, man. I mean, again, he's like, what, 15, 16 years old, but he acts younger than that. So it's kind of interesting on how he is, man. And then Nazians, like, he's just a very weird, interesting character. He's pretty much like how, what's his name was, that was the fairy, that became the fairy king. It almost reminds me of him. And then Anne, she kind of reminds me a mix between Elizabeth and, oh man, like, guys, I'm gonna suck right now if I can't remember some of these names. Leanne, was that her name? Leanne? What was it? Was it Leanne? Was it? I'm trying to remember. Because again, it's been a while since I watched this. Was it Leanne? I'm trying to remember. Anyway, overall, guys, this show has everything that I think a lot of these characters do you have in this spinoff. It pretty much takes place however many years after the original. And of course, Arthur trying to take over with his kingdom and wanting to start a war to where only humans are there, not demons, not, you know, any other race, only humans. Humans have to be the above race in his eyes. And that's pretty much what he's trying to do. And especially with the ending with Arthur finally revealing himself and then pretty much declaring war on all the kingdoms. And we only get to see Meliodas just a little bit, because again, they're going to put Meliodas and Elizabeth further in the background, because again, they're not the main characters. It's going to be, you know, the kids of this generation. And of course, the familiar faces returning. So again, I see what they're doing, but I wish that they would just have the original characters just a little bit more, so that way we could still enjoy them. But overall, I did enjoy myself. I am enjoying myself. I'm looking forward to it when it does come back on. It's probably going to be from what I read, it's going to be coming later on back this year. But what are your guys' thoughts on Seven Deadly Sins of the Apocalypse? Is it a good show? Is it something you guys can enjoy? As of right now, it is on Netflix. It is on other means to watch. I was able to watch it, thankfully. But again, we're going to have to wait and see.
if it's going to get any better. There are times when I feel like it could, the pace could be a little bit better, that some of the other characters could just be a little less on there than some of the other characters. But again, that's just my own personal opinion. But overall, guys, what do you think of this? Is it good, bad, what? Let me know down in the comments, and I'll see you as always on the next one.